Today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei Vav. We are at the Mishnah in the middle of Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis. Today's daf has been learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Eliyahu Zeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Sara bas Batzia, Sossi bas Ruchel, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, Aryeh Eliezer ben Malka, and Baruch Bendit ben Devorah Hinda. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Eliezer ben Yamin ben Chananya Yontef Lipa, and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol Lechayim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chayim. So there were many, many classic and epic dafin that Be'ezus Hashem we learned together throughout Masechtas Yuma, but perhaps the classic daf with the Hei Hayidia is the daf that we're about to learn, Masechtas Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amid Aleph, Daf Pei Vav, which in many respects is Hafachba VeHafachba DeKulaba. Zok De Mishnah Chatos VeOsham Vaday Mechaper. A Korban Chatos and a Korban Osham Vaday are Mechaper. They're brought for different Averos, and if someone did the Avera that requires him to bring a chatas and an osham vaday, and he brings the chatas and the osham vaday, he gets the kapara. Misa v'yema kipurim mechaprim in hachuva. Misa is mechaper and Yom Kippur is mechaper, but here the Mishnah adds the caveat together with tshuva. We'll see more about that later. Tshuva mechaperes al averos kalos. Tshuva is mechaper on averos kalos. What's the definition of an avera kala? As if to say, not such a serious avera. If someone violates a mitzvah saseh, so for example, he doesn't say kriyishma on sukkahs, he doesn't sin in a sukkah. Or if somebody violates a loy saseh is he eats nevela, he eats chazer. So tshuva is mechaper on averas kalis, which are defined by the Mishnah as aseh and loy saseh. Valachamura is, but as it relates to an avera chamura, so there tshuva doesn't have the ability to be mechaper. Rather, hu toila, tshuva has the ability to suspend any punishment that maybe should come to the person because of the avera that he did. Ad sheyava yom kippurim v'yechaper, and then Yom Kippur comes, it closes the deal, and Yom Kippur itself will be able to be mechaper. So sometimes tshuva itself could be mechaper. Sometimes tshuva could only be mechaper together with Yom Kippur. Continues the Mishnah ha'im echte va'ashuv, echte va'ashuv. Ain maspikin biyadoi lasis tshuva. Somebody says, I'm going to do an avera, but I'll do tshuva. I'm young. One day I'll end up doing tshuva. Says the Mishnah, ain maspikin biyadoi lasis tshuva. This person will not have the opportunities to do tshuva. Echtav Yom Kippur mechaper. What if somebody says, I know there's a day called Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is mechaper for avera. So echtav, I'll do averas, and then Yom Kippur is going to come along, and I'll get kapara. Says the Mishnah the same thing. Ein Yom Kippur mechaper. Kippur is not going to be mechaper. Avera shebein adam lamakim. Yom Kippur mechaper. If someone does an avera shebein adam lamakim, an avera that's between the person and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for such an avera, Yom Kippur is mechaper. Avera shebein adam lechavera. But if somebody does an avera shebein adam lechavera, where he did something to somebody else, ein Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Unless he asks that person, Mechila Torash, Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. Rabbi Loz ben Azariah said the following drosh. It says in the Torah, Mikol chatoiseichem, lefnei Hashem titaru. Ki bayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem. Referring to Yom Kippur. Letaher eschem mikol chatoiseichem, lefnei Hashem titaru. So Rabbi Loz ben Azariah made the following drosh. He said, Averish ben Adam lamakim yom kippur mechaper. And Averish that's ben Adam lamakim yom kippur mechaper. But Averish ben Adam lechaver. And Averish that's ben Adam lechaver. Ein yom kippur mechaper. Ad sheyiratzes chaver. Yom kippur is not mechaper unless the person asks mechila. Now, where did Rabbi Loz ben Azariah see it in the pasuk? Ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem. It doesn't say from all averos. This is not the Pasha Pshat. This is a drush. But as if to say, only an avero that's lefnei Hashem, it's ben adam lamokim, then Yom Kippur is mechaper. But if it's ben adam lechavero, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Ashreichem Yisrael. Praise the Yidin. Lefnei mi atem mitaharim, umi mitahir eschem. Who's mitahir the Yid? Avichem sheba shamayim. Shenemar, vizorakti aleichem mayim tahirim utahar. Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel himself is the one that's mitar the Yidin. Aniv eloi shliach, aniv eloi malach, aniv eloi sorach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvoidayu va'atzmoy says, v'zarakti aleichem, Mayim Tahir. Rabbi Kiva continued, Va'omer, the Pasuk also says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mikveh. What does that mean? Ma mikveh metaris atmeyim. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metaris es Yisrael. Just like someone that's tummy, if he goes to the mikveh, so the mikveh is metaris atmeyim, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu metaris es Yisrael. This Mishnah is so loaded. There's so much here. Every line in this Mishnah is a gem. And as we begin the Gemara, that's going to be mefarish the Mishnah. So the first line of the Mishnah was, Chatas va'asham vaday mechaprim. Korban chatos and a korban asham vaday on mechaprim. Now we know that all korbanos can be divided into two groups. You have kachim kadashim, kachim kalim. That's one set of two groups you can divide all korbanos into. But there's another two groups that you can divide all korbanos into. And that is korbanos that are mechaper, and korbanos that are not mechaper. Is that they're all kachim and they're korbanos, and they all require shchita and kabbalah, hilach and zrika. They have to be done with a kohen, and they have to be done with reina machshavas, with big day kohen, with klisharis, etc., etc., etc. But fundamentally, there are korbanos that are mechaprin, and there are korbanos that are not mechaprin. In the world of kachim, there are two korbanos that are referred to as mechaprin. The korban chatas and the korban asham. A chatos is mechaper for an avera that a person did b'shoigeg, that had he done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv karas. So for example, if someone is mechal Shabbos b'mezid, if he's mechal Shabbos, he was chayiv karas. If he does b'shoigeg, he brings a korban chatos. An asham vaday is mechaper for five things. There are five people that are chayiv to bring a korban asham. Asham ilois, asham gezelois, asham shev charufa, the nazar, the metzairah, they also brought ashamas, but these are the two korbanos that are mechaper. Now, the truth is that if you want to be intellectually honest, other korbanos are mechaper as well. The Gemara in the first parak of Masechta Zvachim, Rashi brings in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, the oil is mechaper for asay and lois asay shenitik la asay. And the Ramban says it's also mechaper for hurhure aveira, ha'oila al ruchachen. And you find different korbanos are mechaper for different things. Even the shlomim, the Rishonim say is mechaper for something. So all korbanos are mechaper, but at the same time, that's more like a secondary type thing. What the Rishonim refer to as mekufya mechaperes. So you bring the carbon, the purpose of the carbon is not to get kapara, but derech agav, there's like a debris that comes from the carbon, and that somehow allows the person to be more merutza lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on some level, he ends up being in a better position. He gets a little bit of kapara. But there's two korbanos that are b'yisoyim mechaper. That's why the Mishnah mentioned these two korbanos. The Mishnah mentioned the chatos, and the Mishnah mentioned the Asham, but the Gemara starts off with a Diyak, and that is, why are we only talking about the Asham Vadai? Now, Asham Vadai, it doesn't say Chatos Vadai, it says Asham Vadai. So the reason is, because there's another Asham that's not an Asham Vadai. It's an Asham Toloi. Now, what's an Asham Toloi? If someone has a Suffolk, if he has to bring a carbon Chatos, he brings an Asham Toloi. So if somebody didn't for sure eat Chelev B'shoigig, as an example, but he has a Suffolk if he ate Chelev B'shoigig, had he known for sure, he'd bring a chatos. If he only has a suffik, he brings an asham. And it sounds like what the Mishnah is saying is, chatos va'asham vaday mechaprin, as opposed to an asham tali. So the Gemara starts with a diyak. Asham vaday in, asham tali lai. Are you telling me that an asham tali is not mechaprin? Va'kapar eksiv. Read the pasuk. It says, v'chiper olav ha'koyin al shigagosei al shishogag. And that pasuk is referring to the asham tali. And it's clear that this kapar of even asham tali. So the Gemara, why does it say chatos va'asham vaday? It should say chatos va'asham. So the Gemara says two terutz. One terutz is, hanuch mechaprin kapara gemura. Asham toli ain't mechaper kapara gemura. And chatas and an asham vaday are mechaper kapara gemura. Meaning, if a person doesn't have erif, which he needs a chatas and a asham vaday, and he brings the carbon, he's done. He never has to look back. He never has to think about it again. If someone, however, brings an asham toli, he's not necessarily done. Because an asham toli is brought for a person that has a suffik if he did an aveir which requires chatas. So while he's misupik, there's an halacha that he's supposed to bring an asham toli, and the asham toli will grant him some interim kapara. If, however, at some point he finds out that he for sure did the avera, now he has to bring a karma chatos. So it comes out the asham toli is mechaper, but it's not mechaper kapara gemura. You still have to be cognizant. That pinkus that says it can't be crossed off the list if you brought an asham toli, because there's still a possibility at some point that you can have to bring a carbon chatos. That's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Inami, another teretz, hanach ein acha mekaper kaparosan, asham toli acha mekaper kaparosan. If someone has to bring a carbon chatos, he'll he always has to bring the chatas. I mean, there's nothing else you could do in lieu of a chatas. You can't sit down with a rav and tell him, you know, I didn't bring the carbon chatas, but I gave tzedakah, and this happened, and that happened. There's no way out. If you have to bring a chatas, you have to bring a chatas. You have to bring an Ashem Vade. You have to bring an Ashem Vade. Ashem Tali is different. Ashem Tali, there's another way to get kapar. It's not chayvi chatas v'ashem is vadoim, shavar alem yem kippurim chayovim. Ashem is kluyim peturim. If someone was chayv Ashem Tali, and then Yom Kippur happened, he doesn't have to bring the Ashem Tali anymore. Yom Kippur itself works in lieu of the Ashem Tali. And that, the Mishnah says, is not true for a chatas and an Ashem Vade. So another reason why maybe Ashem Tali is different, of course Ashem Tali is mechaper. So really, the Mishnah could have said chatas v'ashem mechaper. Because the Ashem Tali, just like all the other Ashamas, are mechaper. So every single Ashem is mechaper. Why we pick on Ashem Vade? Because Ashem Vade is more mechaper than Ashem Tali. How so? Number one, Ashem Vade, you never have to look back. Ashem Tali, if you find out later that really you for sure did the Avera, at that point, you would have to bring the Karban Chatas. Alternatively, Ashem Vaday is the only way to get Kapara for something for which you chayav Ashem Vaday. Ashem Tali, Yom Kippur could work as well. The Mishnah said, Misna v'yoy makipurim mechaper menachuva. So Chatas v'Ashem Vaday mechaper. Misna v'yoy makipurim is also mechaper, but only with tshuva. So it sounds like Misa is a mechaper, Yom Kippur is a mechaper, but only together with tshuva. So the only time Yom Kippur is mechaper is together with tshuva. Name it like your Rebbe. It would seem to be like Rebbe Tanya Berlin to the Brice. Rebbe Yom Rebbe says, I'll call a for all averus in the Torah, it doesn't matter if you did do tshuva, you didn't do tshuva. Yom Kippur is mechaper. This is Rebbe Shita. Itzumay shal yoyim is mechaper. The day itself has the ability to be mechaper. But then you have to read the fine print. Chutz mi pyrek oil. Rashi says that's a koifer by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Umegal upon him at Torah. Rashi says doyres es at Torah legnai. He's someone that he darshens the Torah in a derogatory way. Umeifer bris basar, and someone that doesn't do bris mila. Those three things, said Rebbe, shemasa tshuva yom kippur mechaper. If he does tshuva, yom kippur is going to be mechaper. If he doesn't do tshuva, ein yom kippur mechaper. Yom kippur is not going to be mechaper. The point is, Rebbe's shita is that yom kippur is mechaper even without tshuva. The Mishnah doesn't sound that way. The Mishnah says, misa v'yom kippur mechaper in my tshuva. So the Gemara says, name mas nusin, the like Rebbe. The Gemara says, no, filo temi Rebbe. Maybe the Mishnah is going even going to Rebbe. Tshuva by yom kippur. Yom Kippur loy by tshuva. Rebbe said Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva, but tshuva is only mechaper together with Yom Kippur. So could be the Mishnah is even shitas Rebbe, and the way you have to read the Mishnah is misa v'yom kippurim mechaperim in matshuva, not yom kippurim mechaper in matshuva that Yom Kippur needs tshuva, but yom kippurim mechaperim in matshuva as if it was written backwards. If you did tshuva, it'll be mechaper, but only if the Yom Kippur was together with the tshuva. Because even Rebbe agrees that tshuva needs Yom Kippur. Rebbe just happens to hold that Yom Kippur doesn't need tshuva. But this is a very short Gemara that brings a very important side, and that is Shitas Rebbe. Yom Kippur is mechaper. We're learning Masechtas Yuma. We're coming to the end. Yom Kippur that has the ability to give a yid kapara, ki bayoy mazeh yechaper aleichem l'tay reschem mikol chateseichem l'fnei Hashem t'toro. Is it only if a person does tshuva, or if it doesn't do tshuva? What if a person Yom Kippur never walked into shul, he never had a hair of tshuva in his life? This person, when it comes Yom Kippur, does he get kapara? It was a machloikas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. The Chachamim held that Yom Kippur is only mechaper together with tshuva. Rebbe said no. Al kol averus shebetoyra bein osa tshuva bein loy osa tshuva yoy makipurim mechaper. There's three exceptions: poyrek oil, Megal upon him batoira, and someone that doesn't do bris mila. Zok the Gemara vaita. The Mishnah says tshuva mechaperes. Tshuva has the ability to be mechaper on its own. Al averus kalos for an averus kal. And what's the definition of an averus kalos? Al asay va'alois asay. Then the Mishnah said that if a person does an avera chamura, tshuva can't be mechaper. All tshuva could do is toila; it could suspend any punishment. Actually, Yom Kippur mechaper, but only Yom Kippur would be mechaper. So is tshuva mechaper? So the Mishnah says averus kalos, yeah. What's the definition of an avera kala? Asay and lois asay. If it's an avera chamura, tshuva does a little bit. It protects the person from any pending punishment. But at the same time, you can't get kapara until Yom Kippur comes. So the Gemara asks a kasha. Tshuva mechaperes al averes kalois, al asay va'alois asay. Frek the Gemara, hashta alois asay mechaperes al asay mibaya. This is a Mishnah. In a Mishnah, every word is at a premium. So why did the Mishnah have to say that tshuva is mechaper an asay? If it says it's mechaper on lois aseh, you know it's mechaper on aseh. Because lois aseh is more chamer than aseh. Lois aseh, you get malchus, aseh, there's no malchus. So, lois aseh, you have to give away all your money, aseh, hamevazvez, al yevazvez, yoysa michaymesh. So, freak the Gemara, why did the Mishnah have to say that? What's the definition of an aver kala? When we say tshuva's mechaper on kalos, it means aseh and lois aseh, just say lois aseh. And by saying lois aseh, I would know aseh. So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, because of this question, hachikami, you have to say that the Mishnah is coming to tell us something a little different. not that loisase is an aver kala, but rather alase va loisnase shenitiglase. That an aver kala is an ase, and it's a loisase shenitiglase. So what's unique about a loisase shenitiglase? It's a loisase, but there's no malchus for a loisase shenitiglase. So because there's no malchus, so it's obviously a little less chomer, and therefore in Hilchas Tshuva, it's going to be different as well. But the point is, and this is huge, and that's the segue to the next part of the Daf. The Mishnah never meant to say that a regular loisase, a loisase gomor, a loisase for which you get malchus, the halacha is that tshuva can't be mechaper on itself. The Mishnah never meant to say that that's an avera kala. That's really an avera chamura. What's an avera kala is an ase and a loisase shenitiklase. So the Gemara says, "Va loisase gomor loisase." You mean to tell me that a loisase gomor is not an avera kala? Only a loisase shenitiklase is an avera kala. For a minute, I'll ask you a kasha. Elin kala is from a brayso. The following are kalas: ase, the loisase, chutz mi loisisa, and ase and a loisase, with the exception of loisisa. Now loisisa is one of the Ten Commandments. It's one of the Aseres Hadibros. It says in the Torah, "Loisisa Hashem Hashem alekecha lashav." A person is not allowed to use the name of Hashem in vain. More specifically, in the context of a shvuah, shvuah sheker, shvuah shav, that's the lois naseh of lois tzisa. And then the Torah speaks very harshly. Ki lo yenaka es Hashem es hasheyisa shmoy vashav. The punishment for lois tzisa is very chomer. So says the Braisa, an avera kala is an astray and a lois naseh, with the exception of lois tzisa. You understand why lois tzisa is more chomer. But what do you see from here? Lois naseh is an avera kala. It's not like we just said. We just said when the Mishnah says that kalus is asay and lois naseh, it meant not a regular lois naseh, a lois naseh shenitik laseh, a regular lois asay is from the chamurois. And here we have a braisa that says just the opposite. Kalois are asay and all lois asay, with the exception of the one lois asay that the Torah says, kilo yanaka. So the Gemara says a teretz, which is a little bit dachuk. Maybe when the braisa said chutz mi lois asay, it didn't mean loisisa, but it meant loisisa v'chol d'domi, anything that's similar to loisisa, which means anything that's a real lois asay, says Rashi. So really, all lois asays are chamurois. What's the lois asay that's a kala? It's only the lav shenitik lasay. So the Gemara says, Toshmaket. What are we trying to figure out? We're trying to figure out a regular lois asay. Is it a kala or is it a chamurois? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda said, kol shum mi loisisa ulamato tshuva mechaperes. Any lois asay that's loisisa or less, so the halach is tshuva's mechaper. Mi loisisa ulamayla tshuva toiva liyam kippur mechaper. If it's from loisisa and more, then already tshuva's title. But what do you see from here? Again, it would seem that loisisa itself is the cutoff. It's not every loisase that's chomer, it's only loisisa that's chomer. So the Gemara says the same teretz, loisisa v'chol d'domele. Maybe it doesn't mean loisisa dafka, it means anything that's similar to loisisa, which again, Rashi says means it's a loisase gomer. Toshma, another right. L'fishin ha'ba b'chayrev, tshuva, it says, by chayrev, the concept of tshuva. Now, what we mean over here is the yud gemo midei shel rachamim. And the reason we're referring to it as chayrev is Rashi says, because the whole yud gemo midei shel rachamim, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachav v'chan, and it all happened after the Maise of the Eagle, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim for 40 days, finally, another 40 days, Vayim Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, and this all happened in Chayrev, this all happened by Har Sinai, that's where the Eagle took place. So it says, by Chayrev, the idea of tshuva, because it says, V'nake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a nake, and nake means tshuva, as we're going to say, Yachalaf Leisisimon. So you would think if someone violates Leisis, so it's the same thing, he gets the nake, meaning do tshuva and you're going to be done. Talmud Lema, it says, by Leisis, kilo yinakes, ashe yisha, yisha, ashe moilashav. So Yachalaf Shai Chai V'lavin, and you would think all other Chai V'lavin are the same way, meaning not just Leisis, but all Chai V'lavin, you don't really get kapara with tshuva, Talmud Lema, es shemoy. Kilo yenaka Hashem esa sheyiso es shemoy lashov shemoy hu dein benaka of benaka shai chavelam. It's only this is shemoy, it's related to loisisa Hashem Hashem alkech lashov. But as it relates to other averus, you're not going to have that. So over here, it's pretty clear that really tshuva's mechaper for all loisase. It's the only loisase that it's not mechaper for is loisisa, and it's like mefurish. Kilo yenaka es asheyisa es shemoy lashav. We're talking about loisisa. So again, we're trying to figure out a loisase gomer. Is tshuva mechaper by itself, or does it fall into the categories of the chamuris where tshuva can help, but you're not going to get kapar until you till Yom Kippur. We have brises that seem to single out loisisa, but the Gemara's not sure about that. Maybe loisisa means dafka loisisa, or maybe it's loisisa v'chol d'domigla, anything that's a loisase gomer. So the Gemara comes out, lamais, and says, Tanoi, really, it's machlokes tam. Tanya, we're going to the brise. What's tshuva mechaper for? seva loisen se shenitik la seva. Ma tshuva toil v'yom kippur mechaper. What's tshuva only toil v'yom kippur mechaper? Al krisis, v'al misas bezdin, v'al loisa se gomor. See, you see, for all loisa se gomor, it can't be mechaper. See, you're right. On the one hand, you have a braisa that says only loisisa tshuva is not mechaper. But then again, you have another braisa that says that every loisa se gomor tshuva alone can't be mechaper. Bottom line is, it's a machloikis tanoim. So tshuva alone could be mechaper for kalois. Tshuva needs help, like Yom Kippur, in order to be mechaper for chamurois. What's the definition of kalois and chamurois? So the Mishnah said, oh, kalois is asei and lois asei. Not so fast. Lois asei is kalois? That's already machloikis tanoim. Sinit azoi pashut. There are tanoim that held that, yeah, every lois asei is really kalois. In fact, the only lois asei that's chamur is loisisa, because loisisa is on an island to itself. It says in the Torah, ki lo yanaka eisa sheyisa eshamoy lashav. Do all that held that? No, every lois asei is a lois asei gom. So what did Mishnah mean when it said kalois is asei and lois asei? It meant a lois asei shenitik la asei. That's for sure less chamur than a lois asei. So a lois asei shenitik la asei is for sure kalo. Loisisa is for sure chamur. The question is, a lois asei gomor. It's not nitik lase. It's also not loisisa, where it says in the Torah, ki lo yenake. And the question is, how would that be treated? And la maskona, what we have here is a machloikis tanam. So derech agav, we mentioned this braisa, where the braisa said that by the yudgam amidah shel rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a nake. It says, noitze chesed lo alofim, noitze ovoim vafeshna v'chato, v'nake lo yenake. Oh, my man, l'fishna v'b'chayr v'nake, minolon, meaning, in the cheshbon of the braisa, v'nake meant that if a person does tshuva, Hashem is going to forgive. So all the yudgim and midos shor rachamim are about rachamim. High level, they're saying the same thing. But obviously, they're all different things. They're 13 distinct midos, and they're all manifest in different ways. V'naki means a Kodesh Baruch who wipes away an avera if a yid does tshuva. So, amar l'fishin amar b'chayr v'naki min Allah. And how do you know that v'naki has anything to do with tshuva? The time we learn to the Brisa, Rebbe Lezer says, if shalem v'naki shekvar nemar lo yenaki. You can't say that Hashem is just menaki averos because it says lo yenaki, right? V'naki lo yenaki. So it's a little confusing. Which one is it? Is it v'nake or is it lo yanake? Right? We say it all the time. No, it's chesn la'lofin. No, you say over mafesh v'chata v'nake lo yanake. So what is it? Toich k'day dibur v'chayzer. Is it v'nake or is it lo yanake? So Rabbi Eliezer, the great Rabbi Eliezer, Agadol, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, pondered this very question. He said, I don't know how to read this pasuk. Is it nake or is it lo yanake? So you can't say nake because it says lo yanake. Yeah, shalom lo yanake shekvar nemar nake. Okay, so which one is it? Menake hu l'shavim v'ein menake l'en shem yisham. He does tshuva, it's menake. If he doesn't do tshuva, it's lo yanake. But that's how you know nake has to do with tshuva. Zok t'gemar b'ayit. Shol Rav Masi ben Chorosh says, Rav Elazar ben Azariah b'Roimi. So Rav Elazar ben Azariah was in Rome and he met Rav Masi ben Chorosh. So Rav Masi ben Chorosh came up very much on Daf Pei Gimel. Masi ben Chorosh was the one that said the Chiddush that if someone's bit by a wild dog, by a kelev shaita, you can give the person the liver of this dog, even though it's not a refuah gemura, even though it's a refuah bederech seguli, like the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayos, vein halacha k'ra Masi ben Chorosh. But that was from Masi ben Chorosh's Chiddush. This is another classic Rav Masi ben Chorosh. Incidentally, we didn't speak this out on Daf Pei Gimel, but here the Gemara says clearly, Rav Masi ben Chorosh asked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in Rome. So what was Rav Masi ben Chorosh doing in Rome? Rav Elazar ben Azariah was the Nasi, so presumably he at times had to visit Rome for political reasons. But why was Rav Masi ben Chorosh in Rome? So he was the Mara d'Asra of the Jews that lived in Rome at that time. So during the dark day of Rabbi Akiva, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and etc., Rav Masi ben Chorosh was the chief rabbi, so to speak, of the Yiddish Keilah in Rome. And that's where Masi ben Chorosh often comes together with Rome. So in this case, Rav Elazar ben Azariah visited Rome. So he meets Rav Masi ben Chorosh, and Rav Masi ben Chorosh says, tell me, you know, I'm living in Rome, I'm not in Yavne, I'm not doing zich with all the Chachamim. Says, I have a question. Shamata, did you hear about the Arba Chaluki Kapara Shai, Rabbi Shmuel Darish? Rabbi Shmuel used to Darish, and he used to say something about four different levels of Kapara. Can you please tell me a little bit more about it? Shamata, like, do you know about it? So Amar Blazman Azariah told him, I did. And I have to make a slight correction. Amar Shloishim, it's really three. The tshuva and kolecha vecha. Meaning, you must have heard tshuva as a fourth. It's really three. Each one requires tshuva. And then he explained what these three are. Avar alase. If somebody does an asay, the halach is, v'shav, if he does tshuva, before he even moves, like he did tshuva, he can't even get up. He already has mechila. That's how fast it happens. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Shuvu banim shayvavim Next part of the pasuk is erpa meshuvah seichem. It happens right away. Do tshuva, done. Erpa meshuvah seichem. You can get whatever you need. Avol loisa say for also tshuva. If someone does a loisa say and he does tshuva, so tshuva toila, tshuva toila. If you keep a mechaper, you keep a mechaper. Notice it sounds like any loisa say, not just loisisa. Any loisa say shenemar ki bayoyim azay yechaper aleichem mikol chatoy seichem. Meaning, there's an idea that tshuva is mechaper, shuvu banim shayvavim erpa meshuvah seichem. There's also an idea of Yom Kippur is mechaper. Rabbi Shmuel addressed this question. He said tshuva is mechaper for asay. All you need is tshuva, shuvu banim erpa meshuvah seichem. But there's also an idea of kibayoy mazay yechaper aleichem, but af onkum etzi Yom Kippur, and that's referring to lois asay. Oval krisos bezin and misas bezin. If someone was over on chavi krisos and chavi misas bezin, also tshuva did tshuva. Tshuva v'yoy makipurim both don't have the ability to be mechaper now. But what they could do is they're toiling. They have the ability to suspend the punishment, the yisurim and markin. But the person will need yisurim in order for him to get real kapara. Shnemar, the pasuk says, ufakadeti b'shevet pisham uvenegam avoinim. That the way the averus are going to go away is through shevet, and it's through negaim, it's going to be through punishments. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel said, I have three psukim in Tanakh that seem to address the way a person gets tahira and kapara from an aver. I have a pasuk that says tshuva, shuvu banim shayvavim erpa mishuva seichem. I have a pasuk that says Yom Kippur, ki bayoyim azay yichaper aleichem matari es kol chatas echem neyashem titaro. And I have another pasuk that says yisurim, ufakadeti b'shevet pisham uvinigam avoyna. So haketzad, which one is it? It's Rabbi Shaul saying, must be this three chalke kapara. There's three different madrigas. Asay, all you have to do is tshuva. Shuvu banim shayvavim. Immediately, you don't need nothing. Erpa mishuva seichem. And if it's a loisase sheyesh by karis or a loisase sheyesh by misas bezdin, then it's ufakadeti b'shevet pishom uvenegam avoyna. But here's the punchline: there was a fourth chalke kapara that Rab Elazar ben Azariah, that Rabbi Masi ben Chosh had heard about, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah clarified, he said, no, it's not a fourth thing. Really, what it is all three of these things need tshuva. So tshuva needs tshuva, obviously. Yom Kippur also needs tshuva, and even Yisurim require tshuva. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah continued. He said, Rabbi Shmuel said, but there's another category for which there's no chelke kapara. Ava mi sheyesh b'chilul Hashem b'yadoi. If someone has chilul Hashem, ein koyach b'tshuva litlois. V'loi b'yam yikupurim l'chaper, v'loi b'yisurim l'marek. Ela kulam toilem. And the yid gets kapara, of course, but misa nemarakis. The kapara doesn't come until the misa. Shenemar, and for that, there's another pasuk that says, "V'nigla ba'oznei Hashem tzvakos im yichupara avin azel lochem atemusun omar Hashem tzvakos." That there's an idea where Hashem says, "Im yichupara avin azel." You think you're going to get kapara? Now, it doesn't say anything about chilul Hashem, but it's talking about a specific avera for which the pasuk seems to say there's no kapara. What could this avera possibly be? And Rabbi Shmuel said it must be the avera, which is the avera of chilul Hashem. So again, this kapara for chilul Hashem, but it's not through tshuva, and it's not through Yom Kippur, and it's not even through Yisurim. Those things are toilet. Those things have the ability to suspend any predicament, whatever exactly that means. But the real kapara doesn't come until the Yom HaMisa. So the Gemara says, we mentioned Chilul Hashem. Say, hey, Chidami Chilul Hashem. What's an example of Chilul Hashem? Amar Rav. Rav said, K'goyna no. Somebody like myself, Ishakil Nebisr Mitavcho, if I would buy meat from a butcher, and I wouldn't pay right away, then the halacha is, it would already be a Chilul Hashem. Because people are going to start saying, Rav didn't pay right away. And the emphasis is K'goyna no. Someone like Rav. Someone that's on the Madrega of Rav, who people look up to and people are following. So if somebody like Rav wouldn't behave 1,000% the way he has to, he's already infringing on Chilul Hashem. Amar Abaya. So Abaya clarified that. He said, Loishan al basu le tabi. That's only true in a city where they don't give you terms. Aval basu le tabi lesa baba. Let's say you have 30-day terms, so you're allowed to pay within 30 days. You don't have to pay COD if the idea is term. It means to say if he does do what he's supposed to do, that's when we run into issues. I'm Ravina. Ravina said, FYI, Masa Mechasia, ask for the Tavihu. You want to know, Masa Mechasia, Dominicans, they give terms. Abaya, the Gemara says, Kedushakal, this is on this note. When Abaya would buy meat from two Shutfi, Mitre Shutfi, Kyobi Zuzalahai, Vezuzalahai. It's fascinating. So Abaya, if he was buying meat from two partners, so you pay one partner and you're done. He didn't want to do that, Abaya. He was worried about a Chilul Hashem because he was afraid that one Shotev is going to get the payment, the other Shotev is not going to know about it. He'll never know he did it. So what he would do is he'd pay both of them. And then he would bring them together. He would make a cheshbon. He would get extra meat or maybe get money back. But the point is, he would have to do it in a way to make sure there was no Chilul Hashem. Rabbi Yechon said, I'll give you another example of Chilul Hashem. Somebody like myself, someone like me that goes 4 amas without Torah and tefillin, that's already a chil Hashem. Because people, if somebody would see Rabbi Yochanan without Torah and tefillin, that's already a chil Hashem. Yitzchak Devei Rabbi Ana Yomar, he had a slightly different definition. He said, Kol shechaveirav mespaishin machmash muasai. Hainu chil Hashem. If you're a person, you behave in a certain way that your friends are embarrassed to be friends of yours, that's chil Hashem. Omra nachma yitzchak gugnoin duka amriyin shi sharolei mar laplanya. So what's a reputation that if a person has, people will be embarrassed to be his friend? So an example would be is if people say about to see it, oh yeah, yeah, the Abish was on Michael's line, Sharlu Mara, but they don't just say it figuratively, they mean it literally, Sharlu Mara. So that's the type of reputation where you're getting involved in Kiddush Hashem. In Chil Hashem, Abayu, Abayu, Sekid Tanya, the following price, V'haftas Hashem Alekecha. So Pasha, what does the Pasuk mean? V'haftas Hashem Alekecha, Yid has to love Hashem. But said Abayu, Shiyeh Shem Shamayim, Messiah Val Yotcha. It doesn't just mean that you're supposed to love Hashem, but a person should conduct himself in a way where other people will love Hashem just based on the way that this person behaves. Shniyeh Kaira, you should learn Vishayna, or Mishnah, Mishamish Tamid Chacham, Tiyeh Masoy Matani Be'amunah, V'diburi Benachas Ma'briyas. Be erlich. You should talk nicely to people. Ma'briyas Omer Yisrael. A person behaves that way, what do people say about him? Ashrei Aviv Shalim Dei Torah. Praises his father that taught him Torah. Ashrei Rabbi Shalim Dei Torah. Praise that his Rebbeim that taught him Torah. Oy lehem lebriyash leilamdu Torah. You see a person that's a ben Torah that behaves in the right way, you feel bad for all the people that are not pnei Torah. Ploini Shalom HaTorah Ru'u Kamenon Durachov Kamen Misukonim Maisav. Look at the way this person behaves himself. All of Akos Avoyimer Vayoyimer Li'avdiyata Yisroel Hashem Becho Espoir. That's Ahavas Hashem. That's Sheyehei Shem Shemayim Misayev Al Yadcha. But then the Brisa continues and says, Alamisha Koyer V'Shoina. If someone is Koyer V'Shoina, U'mishamish Tamid HaChamim, but Ve'ein Masoyim Antonav Emunah, he's not Erlich. Ve'ein Dibur Ben Achsam Rizh doesn't talk nicely to people. Ma Brisa and Rizal, what are people going to say? Oy Loi Loploini Shalom HaTorah. Nebuch, this person learned Torah. Oy Loi Lo'ovev Shalim Dei Torah. Oy Loi Lo'rabi Shalim Dei Torah. Ploini Shalom HaTorah. Ro Kamim Mekukolim Maisav. Look at how bad his ways are, how disgusting his ways are. For all of our kasavayim regarding him, there's a different pasuk that says, "Vayoyimer alagoyim ashembo usham." And here's the punchline: "Vayichalulu eshem kodshi chilul Hashem." Be'emar lehem am Hashem eile umiyartzi yotzo. A person like that makes a chilul Hashem. Bottom line is, Nerabaya, you want to know what chilul Hashem is? It's someone that goes and he does what it says in this pasuk. If you look at Rashi on these gemaras and then Rashi a little bit on Amid Beis as well, Rashi keeps on saying in the context of Chilul Hashem, the person is Choyti Umachti Asarab. It's very clear. Rashi Dibra Maskel Chilul Hashem. Zok Tehilagir Rashi Choyti Umachti Acher. And it sounds a little bit from Rashi, you have to learn up Rashi properly, but it sounds a little bit from Rashi that the Churbin in Chilul Hashem is that if somebody sees an Adam Chosha behave a certain way, they're going to be inclined to behave that way as well. And if that Hanhoga is not really proper, then it comes out that person was machsho other people to behave improperly. And that's what the problem is. It falls into the category of being chayti umachtis Rav. And that's why Rav said, kegoyin ano. Rabbi Yochanan said, kegoyin ano. Because Rav and Rabbi Yochanan were the gedoy le'adar. These were people that everybody looked up to. So he said, somebody like me, if I behave in a certain way, so I'm going to be machsho other people. If someone is not an eiskehalt in a mensch and he behaves in a certain way, it's okay, nobody pays attention. So how is he being machtis Rav? And that was the point. It's the kegoyin ano. And really, if avifel is an ano, that's where the Chilul Hashem becomes more and more manifest. Just two ha'aras that I think are worth mentioning. This is before the raid. But two ha'aras that's worth mentioning before we go weiter is number one. So we have the Dalet Chalkei Kapara, the Gimel Chalkei Kapara. And one of them was that if a person does an Avera, that a Chayvei Krisos or a Chayvei Mises Bezdin, so Tshuva and Yom Kippur are toilim, but the person can't get real kapara unless he has Yisurim. Rabbi Yoina in Shari Tshuva, this is in Shari V, it's Ois Yod Aleph. So Rabbi Yoina is talking about this Gemara, this exact Gemara. Them Ovar Adam al Christus, Val Mises, Bez and Vasa Tshuva, Achri Kiloi Nirtza Ha'ovoin Beli Yisurim, Ki Ha'tshuva Toilo Vi Yisurim. So what should this person do? What should this person do? So says Rabbi Yoina, you know what he should do? He should learn Torah. That's what he should do. I mean, if a person's worried, doesn't want to have to come on to the Yisurim Memarkin, he says he should learn Torah, because Torah is an Eitz Chayim Him L'machazikim Ba. And what it means is that Torah protects a person min HaYisurim. And Rabbi Yonah's Lashon is, he says that if a person's going to harav in learning, and it's going to be to the point where it's going to be difficult for him, he has to wake up early, he has to stay up late, he has to concentrate where it's hard for him to do. If a person is going to put his amelos in Torah, The limud haTorah is going to work in lieu of the Yisurim. So there's an idea on Bichukoytzei Teilecho Shatiu Amelam baTorah, says Rabbeinu Yoin and Shari Tshuva, where a person is maybe, for whatever reason, needs Yisurim, Torah can work in lieu of Yisurim. And he says, Mi achacham, ashrei misha yegia shaloi baTorah, that praises a person who understands that in life, sometimes people have to go through things. And if he can opt for his yegiyah and his tircha and his amelas, and what's going to keep him up at night is not daigus, but what's going to keep him up at night is a plat gemara. He says, "Ashrei misha yegiyah shalav b'atayra." Praises someone whose yegiyah is not through other things, but through the yegiyah satayra, which at the end of the day is the sweetest thing in the world. So says Rabbeinu Yoina that it's true. There's a chelki kapara where a person needs yisurim to be mamarik, but at the same time, a person can control what those yisurim are going to be, and through Torah, and he says through mitzvahs as well. A person can have something that's going to end up being in lieu of tshuva. Another thing is that we just learned the Gemara, that the Gemara says the Chil Hashem is different. Chil Hashem, even tshuva and Yom Kippur, and even Yisurim, until the Yom HaMisi, you can't get kapara. But it's Yidua, the Rameh Simcha, Meshach Chachma. And this is in the Haftorah of Parshas Vayelech, the Haftorah of Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Eloi Kecho, Ki Chashalto V'Avoynecho. So in the Haftorah for Shabbat Shuva, Rameh Simcha says, that what's Pshat, a Yid can't get Kapara for Chilul Hashem? Why? Why can't you get Kapara for Chilul Hashem? So Rameh Simcha says, it's Pasha to him. That the reason is, because the way Kapara is administered, is through a Bez Din Shalmai. What's Chilul Hashem? Chilul Hashem means that HaKadosh Baruch, whose name, his reputation was defiled. So, what would kapara for Chil Hashem mean? There would be a heavenly tribunal that would sit down and they would paskin and they would say that this person, even though he was mechal of the Shem Hashem, we should give him kapara anyways. Says Rameh Simcha, Ein lucha Chil Hashem g'day l'mizu. Who in the Beis Din Shomayla has the authority to say, hey, you know what, don't worry. It's okay. We understand what this person did was really, really bad. He was mechal of the Shem Hashem. You can't do that. So if a person ate nevela, some Beis Din Shomayla can say they can work out some deal that he's not going to have to be punished. Oh, but Chilul Hashem, who has the authority? Abba Zokrim Simcha. The Eibush, the Kavi Yochel, of course, has the ability to be Moichel al Kvoidai. And to be Moichel al Chil Hashem. So Meir Simcha says that the Yerushalmi says that there's one time a year that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Don Yechidi. So we know on Yom Kippur, Vayera Vayivoki Yoymecha, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Don Yechidi. But he brings from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi says that Don Yechidi of Yom Kippur is most manifest by Ne'ilah. And Rameh Simcha says that a Yid that was Nichshol in Chilul Hashem, on Ne'ilah, he can get Kapara for Chilul Hashem. Because by Ne'ilah, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Don Yechidi. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Don Yechidi, it's not going through any intermediaries. You don't have to make any chishboinus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech shemachal al kvoidoi or be kvoidoi machal. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to be machal al kvoidoi, even on the chet of Chil Hashem, that everybody knows is tricky when it comes to getting kapara, when a person's still on this, Yom HaMisa, but when a person's still on this world, oh, but by Ne'ilah, says Rameh Simcha, it's an Esrat sign 100% to get kapara, even for Chil Hashem. Zok the Gemara Vayter, Omar Rab Chama Barab Chanina. So we mentioned Tshuva, and the Gemara now is going to bring a whole bunch of Mamore, Chazal, Divrei Agada, as it relates to Tshuva. So number one, Rab Chama Barab Chanina says, G'dayla Tshuva, Tshuva so gevaldik, Shemeviya Refuah La'olam, it brings Refuah to the world, Shenema, Erpa Mishuvaisam. The beginning of the pasuk is Erpa Mishuvaisam. That's the beginning of the pasuk. Oyavim Nedava Kishav Api Mimenu. But the point is that Shuva brings Rafua. Rabcham Rabchanin and Rabcham Rabchanin asked the steer. The pasuk says Shuva Banu Shayvavim. It sounds like the Mikara Shayvavim. This is a very subtle dick. It sounds like after a person does tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the person and says, he was Shayvavim. That's going to be a Kleina Kindala. He was a little Vilda. That's what he was. Meaning, after tshuva, Hashem looks at the chayte as shayvavim. But there's another pasuk that says, erpa meshuvay seichem. That the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at a person after he did the avera, as if he did something bad, he was a chayla, they got a refuah, but Rashi says, he still sees him as a balmum. So which one is it? After the fact, do we look at the person that did the avera as if he was a shayvavim? Meaning, in English, as if it never happened? Or no, we look at him as a chayla with a refua, but on some level he's a balmum. Meaning we don't deny the fact that it once happened. The Gemara says, like, kasha kam mehava kam meyira. There's different levels of tshuva. A person can do tshuva mehava, and a person can do tshuva meyira. Tshuva meyira is he's afraid. He does tshuva because he knows one day there's going to be a yoyim ha-gadol v'anoyra. He's going to have to give din v'cheshman. That's why he does tshuva. Tshuva mehava is because he comes to a certain hakara in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's toiv u'meitiv, and the yud gimel midah shel rachman, he taps into it to a level that he wants to do tshuva. They're both tshuva. They're both the key and mitzvah of tshuva. But they're on different madrigas. So tshuva miyira it's only erpa meshuva isechem. But tshuva me'ahava, that's tshuvu banim shoivavim lemafreya, we don't even see as if he did the aver. Rabbi Yehuda Rambam, that's a different stira. It says tshuvu banim shoivavim erpa meshuva isechem, which sounds like that after a person does tshuva, Hashem sees them as banim. Tshuvu banim, they're children. V'ksiv, but there's another pasuk that says ki anoichi ba'alti bochem v'lokachti eschem echad me'ir v'shtayim v'mishpacha v'eveisni eschem etzion. Ki anoichi ba'alti bochem, I'm going to be your bailam, I'm going to own you. Which sounds a little bit like you're an evitz. Which one are you? When you do tshuva, is it tshuvu banim shayvavim? Or is it ki anoichi ba'alti bochem? And the Gemara says the same terrors like kasha, kan me'ahava imeir, kan ayidei esurim. One is talking about where he did tshuva, either me'ahava or me'ir, not the same terrors, a different terrors. So if he does tshuva me'ahava or me'ir, either one, you're going to end up being banim. But if the tshuva happened on your day is surim, then it's going to be kyan neichi ba'alti b'chem. Amar Rab Levi said, k'day l'tshuva, tshuva so gevaldik, sh'magas at kisei ha'kovid, achoyz b'chisei k'foidi v'anei lehem tshuva, that epic drosha that Rabbi Elazar Fleckless gave at the Levaya of the Noi de Yehuda, that k'day l'tshuva, sh'magas at kisei ha'kovid, that was the achoyz b'chisei k'foidi v'anei lehem tshuva, sh'nema tshuva Yisrael, ad Hashem alekech, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, another classic, k'day l'tshuva, sh'doichas lois ha'shevet Torah, tshuva so gevaldik, has the ability to be doicha lois asay shevet Torah. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Leimar hein yishalach ish asay shtoy, v'holcham yit v'hoizel ish'acha, yoshe v'leh oid, haloi chonoif, techna fa'oretz, ahiv adzonis reyim rabim, v'shoy v'elai no'om Hashem. Rabbi Yechon was saying was, that pasuk is a pasuk Yirmiyah. And the pasuk describes the Yidin in Galus as a woman that was divorced from her husband. And when she went to Galus, she worshipped Avodah Zarah, she married somebody else. Will the original husband take her back? He's not even allowed to. It's a loisase in the Torah. It's called machse gerushasai. Yet, v'shoiv elai no mashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, shuva elai. Do tshuva, right? Come to me and return to me and do tshuva. So said Rabbi Yochanan, how's that possible? This is a loisase in machse gerushasai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel is going to violate machse gerushasai when he takes the Jews back after they do tshuva. Also, Rabbi Yochanan said, you know what you see from here? G'day l'tshuva, sh'doicha loisase shabbatayr. I'm Rabbi Yoinesen. G'day l'tshuva, sh'mivya saka ula. Tshuva brings gula shenemu volatzion goyel. Why is Uvalitzi and Goyal? What's going to bring the Geula? Mishum de Shave Pesha B'Yakim. When you didn't do Tshuva, Amrei Shlokish, Shlokish, Gdei L'Tshuva, Shez Doi Nois Nasis Lois Kish Gagos. Tshuva is so gavaldi that after a person does Tshuva, all the Averis that he did amazed, we look at them now retroactively as if they were Shgagos. That's a major downgrade. Right, so all the averus are going to be downgraded in the eyes of Hashem. Eshkok shenema shuv Yisrael Hashem alekecha kincha shalta ba'avoynecha. So Rish Lakish said ba'avoynecha ha'avoyn mezedo v'chakarli michshol. Right, they're two different ideas. Avoyn is mezed, michshol is shaygig. Kashalta ba'avoynecha. So you see that the avoynecha, all this dinos are nasus shkogs. Eini, the Gemara says, that's true. Is that what Rish Lakish said? Rish Lakish said, person does tshuva, is dinos nasus shkogs. I thought Rish Lakish said something else. If I'm Rish Lakish, gdei l'tshuva, shes dinos nasus l'tishchuyos. That tshuva is so gavaldik that if a person does tshuva, all his dinos become mitzvahs. Shenemu v'shuv rashim yirishasav asa mitzvah tztaka aleim yichyeh. That all that virus that he does is yichyeh. They're going to be treated as tztaka. It's going to be mitzvahs. So the Gemara says like Kasha, kan me'ahava, kan me'yira. There's two different madrigas of tshuva, like we mentioned earlier. There's tshuva me'ahava, and there's tshuva me'yira, and they're fundamentally different. So tshuva me'yira is doinus nasus and shkogis. Tshuva me'ahava, it's doinus nasus chuyos. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yoinesen. G'day l'tshuva, shem ma'rechesh noisav shalata. Person does tshuva, he gets a richas yom. Shenemar, u'bishuv rosh amit rishasai, he's gonna have a riches yom. Take a look at how differently a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges first pas of Adam, midas pas of Adam, other machnas chaver b'dvar. If somebody chappes his friend with words, no, and then he asks him mechila, safik mespayis emenu, safik emespayis emenu, could be he'll say machalach, could be he's gonna hold a grudge. The imtaimer mespayis emenu, even if he is mespayis, safik mespayis b'dvarim, safik emespayis b'dvarim. Sometimes it requires more than words. Sometimes it requires some shekels. When it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Eiver Aver B'Seiser, a person doesn't have Aver B'Seiser, Mispayis Emenu B'Dvarim. All he needs to do is come to Kadosh Baruch Hu with words. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, K'chu Imachem Dvarim V'Shuvu El Hashem. All you need is Dvarim. All you need to do is talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's going to be it. Not just that. If a person comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu with Dvarim, so a person was Namashi did Averis, and now he wants to do Tshuva. So he comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu with Dvarim. It works. Not just that. Ela Shemachzik Loi Toifa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to thank him for it. I mean, it's not going to be like some B'di Yevit situation. Hashem will be Machzik Loi Toifa. Shenema. Shuvu kui machem dvarim v'shuva el Hashem. Imru elov kol tisa avayim. Right, tell Hashem about the averus that you did. V'kach toiv. And it's going to be, you're going to take back good. I mean, Hashem will be machzik toiv. Hashem's going to treat as if you brought karbonis, shenemar, the next words. U'neshalma parim sifasein. Hashem, you're going to tell me pre-chayva. Talmud loymar. The pasuk says, tu psukim later, erpam v'shuvasam. That HaKadosh Baruch is going to view it not just as a par of choiva, but even as a par of nedava, which is even a greater reach. Tanya Hayra Meir Oymer, on the topic of tshuva. Yachachas, Dele tshuva, Shevishmul Yachachas tshuva. One person does tshuva, Moichlan Loy Lechal Oylem Kulu. The whole world gets kapara. Shenema Erpa Meshuvoysam, Oyavim nedava, Kishav Api Mimenu. Mehem loy nemar ele mimenu. We mimenu. Person does tshuva, he gets kapara. Mimenu, Kishav Api Mimenu. Why is Hashem not angry at anybody? If one person did an Avera, he did Tshuva, so Hashem should be angry at him. Kishav api mimenu, because Tshuva is so great that if one person does Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the whole world. Rabbi Kiva Egron Goyen Ashas is Mitzayin the Ramami Pano in Maimer Chikar Adin. That says, what's the pshat? So one person does an Avera, everyone gets Kapara. He says, because the truth is, Kol Yisrael Narevim Zalozeh. So anytime one person does an Avera, on some level, every single Yid bears some responsibility. On some tiny level, he's complicit to that Avera. The chelik that every Yid has in the Avera that this person did, they're going to get kapar. And that's what Rav Meir meant. That yachet sha'asa tshuva moichal in loy ulechal oilam kulei doesn't mean every Yid that ever did an Avera is going to get mechila. Seder Amami Pano, Rav Kivega was mitzayin it because he wanted us to know this. That's what it means. What it means is that the chelik that every Yid has in that person's Avera, he's now going to get kapara for. So we're talking so much about tshuva. So what's about tshuva? Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, person did an avera, and then it came to him again. He had that same taiva to do the avera, he didn't do it. And then a second time, he didn't do it, he's in Baal tshuva. Baal tshuva is someone that did an avera, and then twice he was able to overcome that temptation. Ach, Rabbi Yehuda demonstrated, he said, ba'isa isha, ba'isa perik, ba'isa makim. So for example, the avera that the person did was gili arayas. So it means that same nesoyin that he had has to present itself twice. The same woman, in the same place, at the same time. Otherwise, he's not going to be considered a real baal tshuva. Am Rabbi Yehuda said, Rav Mori, Rav Ram. Yes, the steer. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Asher misui peshek, misui chata. Praise is someone that doesn't talk about his averus, right? Why are you talking about your averus? Ksiv, there's another pasuk that says, Mechasha pshav, lo yatzliach. If someone that hides his averus, he's not going to have atzlach. It's like, Gemara, like, Kasha, habichet mefursa, habichet she'en mefursa. If everyone knows about the averus anyways, he might as well talk about it. If nobody knows about it, then why are you talking about it? Rav Zusha Bar Tuvi, Omer Rav Nachman, he said a different time. It's kam beverus shav adam l'chaveru, kam bevein beverus shav adam l'mok. One is talking about averus shav adam l'chaveru, the other one's talking about averus shav adam l'mok. Tanya Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Adam, Oiv, Rav, Pam, Rishoyin, Meichlan. First does Avera once, he gets Mechila. Shnia twice, Meichlan. Shlishis, Meichlan. Revius, four times, Ein Meichlan. Shenema, the pasuk says, Koyamer Hashem, Ashloisha, Pisha Yisrael, Valarba, Loyashivan. But the fourth time, no kapara. Oimer, the pasuk also says, Hein kol Eli Yifal Kel, Ta'amim, Shalosh im Gather. That three times you can get kapara. Shalosh, but not more than that. My boy, why do you need two psukim? Because of Chitim Hanimili, but Tzibur. The first pasuk is talking about a Tzibur. So you would think a Tzibur that doesn't have Avera, four times is no kapara. Avliyachid, maybe it's not as Chamur loy tashma hein kolayli yifalkeu pamim shalish in gavet tanu rabbon averish esvada malem yom kippur zeh loy esvada malem yom kippur macher. If a person had done an avera, he shouldn't do it again. Vim shana behem. If he did the avera again, that's what it means. If he did the avera again, sorach lesvada ishiyom kippur macher. Then he does have to say video again. Vim loy shana behem. If he didn't do the avera, the chazav esvada malem, and he said video again. All of a chazav oymer ki chelav shaval kiyay ksil shana bivalti. Just like a dog eats, he spits up and he eats it again. That's what this person is like. Let's be Yaakov oymer koshken. No, a person that wants to say video again, that's a good thing. You keep on wanting to say video. Shenemar, kipshoy ani eidav chatosi negdi somit. David HaMelech said, I never forgot about my avera. He always wanted to say video. What does that mean? Kid Rafuna. Dam Rafuna. Rafuna said, kivin shal v'adam avera v'shana. But if a person does an avera, and he does it again, hutshulei, becomes mutter. Hutshulei sol kadaitach. Person does an avera, then he does it again. Sonogli avera is mutter. Ele'ema nasis like a heter. It's nasis like heter. Not literally hutshulei, but it's nasis like a heter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to say, if a person does an avera once, it's bad. You do it a second time, it's nasis like a heter. When you do it a third time, sevetcha na mitzvah. But either way, that's the idea of nasis like a heter. Says the Gemara. We'll stop here. Exhale. So just two ha'aris. I mean, this daf is so loaded. And Be'ezus Hashem, when the related raid bites are up and running in the not too distant future, today's daf is going to be a very long daf. But the point in the related rate bite section, that is, the optional related rate bite section. But just two ha'aris as it relates to today's daf, and that is, the Gemara said, Heichi dami bal tshuva. What's an example of a bal tshuva? I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Kegoin shabas liyadei dvar avera pam rishoyne v'shniya v'nitzel mimenu. A person did an avera, or he's a bal avera, he's nichshel in a certain area. He has a point of weakness. Twice he was tempted to do this avera, both times he overcame it, you could already call him a bal tshuva. Machvi, Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda said, no, it's not so simple. It's ba'oise isha, it's ba'oise perek, and it's ba'oise makam. It has to be tshuva samishkal, meaning it can't just be the same avera. The circumstances have to be the same. So if it was Gilei Arayos, and it was in the same place, and it was the same time, it was ba'oise isha, that's when it's going to be a proper tshuva. Now, if a person does tshuva on an avera, and it's not ba'oise isha, ba'oise makam, ba'oise isha, no one said that it's not tshuva. But this tshuva gemura, known as tshuva samishkal, has to happen in that way. Rabbi Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, he says, that's why a person should try to do tshuva when he's younger. Because when as a person gets older, his taivas start waning. And he doesn't have the same yetzahara. So he says, at first somebody was nichshol in a certain aver when he was younger, and now he wants to do tshuva, but he doesn't have the same taiva. He doesn't have the same yetzahara. So he says, it's not the same tshuva samishko. So says Rabbi Yoina, a person should try to do tshuva as early as possible. Avada tshuva, shuv yoim echad koidem nisoscho, and ad yoim moisei techakuloim yoshu miyat tekablo. Of course, a person could do tshuva on his deathbed when he doesn't have one tithe in the world. But at the same time, tshuva samishko, that we said, heichidami bal tshuva, this concept of heichidami bal tshuva, which is the highest level of the perfect tshuva, it has to be tshuva samishko. It has to be shakal. It has to be the same thing. And Rabbi Yehuda said, ba'oisa isha, ba'oisa perek, ba'oisa makim. What's the point? It's the same taiva. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if a person doesn't have a taiva anymore, so it's not tshuva samishkol. It's a chesaron in the tshuva. So he says, a person should try when he's younger to do tshuva, because that's where the shleimus of the tshuva is going to be. The Kli Yakar in his Sfarim, and I've seen this in two places. It's in Kli Yakar and Parshas Chukas, and it's also in the Oilus Ephraim, Ois Reish Chav Ches. He says a Dover Nifla on a Gemara that we've learned together many times. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, B'makom Shebalei Tshuva Omdim, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yecholim Lamoid. That in the place that the Balei Tshuva are able to stand, the Tzadik Gomer is not able to stand. Pashup Shat and Zayis Mavur and all the Svarim Akdoshim, that someone that does Tshuva, not only is his tshuva accepted, but he reaches a madrega that's greater than the tzaddik gomer is able to reach. There's a certain siyata d'shmaya. There's a certain koyach that a bal tshuva has. He can be pirates all the gedarim. There's something that a bal tshuva has the ability to do, but be medalag al aharim u'mekapitz al akvoth. That only about tshuva shayichtu, that even the tzaddik gomer is not shayichtu. And that's what Rav Tzaddik talks about when he says that Moshe Rabbeinu was vatachasrei matme elikim. He reached the Shar Memtes. He couldn't reach the Shar Nun because the Shar Nun, what could Moshe Rabbeinu not reach? Because the Shar Nun is for Balei Tshuva. And Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what we said once, that maybe that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was neskan in Rabbi Akiva, and he wanted, because what did Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer have in common? They both had the koyach of tshuva. Rabbi Akiva didn't learn the alphabet until he was 40, and Rabbi Eliezer was 28 years old, and he didn't even know Krishma. But that's Pashup Shat. But the Kli Yakar says a Dover Nifla. He says, based on this Gemara that we just learned in Masech Tzuma, Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis, where the Gemara said, Heichi Dami Bal Tshuva. What's a Bal Tshuva? So said Rabbi Yehuda, Machvi. He said, Ba'isa Isha, Ba'isa Perak, Ba'isa Shah. See, he says something that only the Kli Yakar could say. If a person was Nichshol in the Avera of Arayos, see, he was Miyachid with an Isha, and that Yichud led to Gilei Arayos. If he's going to do tshuva gemura, he has to be again in a state of yichud together with that isha, and this time he has to overcome his yetzahara. Said the Kli Yakar, if a person would go and be miyachid with an isha, avada, he's doing something terrible. But a bal tshuva has to do it, because it's part of his tshuva. Ba'isa isha, ba'isa makayim, u'ba'isa shah. Zok, the Kli Yakar, comes out. A bal tshuva is allowed to be in a place that even the tzaddik gomer is not allowed to be. That's b'mokim shabali tshuvim oimdim ein tzaddikim gemurim yicholim lamoy. And the Kli Yakar doesn't say this once. He says it twice. He says in Parshas Chukas, he says that the Akedah said that the side of the Parah Aduma, Amarti Echkem of a Hira Choykem Imeni, what alluded Shlomo HaMelech so much about the Parah Aduma? So he couldn't understand that the Parah Aduma is Metares Atmeim and it's Metames Atoirim. And he says that in Tshuva, which is really, he says in Pnimiyas Atoirim, what the Parah Aduma represents, so he says in Tshuva, Tshuva has this ability that it's Metares Atmeim, it's Metames Atoirim. He says, because if someone's Tahar, and he would be together with an Isha in a state of Yichud, it's Metames HaTahirim. But if this person needs it for Tshuva, it's Metares HaTmeim. And he says that's the soid of the Parah Aduma, that's Metares HaTmeim, it's Metames HaTahirim. It's related to this idea, B'mokim Shaval Yitshuvim Oimdim, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yecholim Lam. It's a Chiddush Naira. But this is what the Kliyokra says not once, this is what the Kliyokra says twice. I found that the Noida B'Yehuda, in one of his drushes, this is in the drushes of the Tzlach, this is in Drush Aleph, see, he was giving the people in Prague, if you go through the Noida B'Yehuda's drushes, so the Noida B'Yehuda has a few drushes svarim. He has the Dorish Tzion and the Havet Tzion, that's Lomdus. That's very Yal Kegamdik, Kiyodua, but that's like very, very, very Lomdus. And really, in order to go through those drushes, you need Mar Mekoymus, but the Drushe Atzlach, which are much harder to find, I mean, they're all impossible to find. But the Drush HaTzlach, which is just a little harder, but the Drush HaTzlach is, it's much more Musa and it's very raw. He was mamish talking to the Olam in Prague and he was, right, we spoke out the shtickel in Erev and Daf Tezva with Lechi and Kaira and but Lechi Oimim Me'elov, that's one of the Yalkagams. You do with it, maybe that a fascination with the Yalkagam. But these drushes, we was mamish talking about very practical things and he was giving the Olam Musa about the fact that they have goites or they have women that drezach in their house and they're there to help out. They're mesharsim, he says, sometimes a meinekes, and they're in the house for real practical reasons. But he says there's an issa yichud, and he was talking about yichud, and toich dvara, when he was giving the oilam in Prague, practical musr for something that he had observed that he was not happy about what was going on. So he threw in bederech agav. He said, omnam, he says, I've heard people that made a toos. And they said that because Rav Yehuda, the Amorah said in Yuma Peivav Amibes, that Heichin Dami Bal Tshuva, and Machvi Rav Yehuda, Ba'ois Le'isha, Ba'ois Perek, and Ba'ois Makam. Right, it has to be literally that same situation. So it's mutter for a Bal Tshuva to be Miyachik with an Isha. Like, in his shmooze, he's telling them, maybe if a character is an Indian of Dafkin to go ahead and do it. And he says, he can't believe someone would say that. Echas v'shalom l'bal tshuva l'syachet v'lavr al divrei Torah mitzvah baba veiruhu. There's no way in the world. He says he heard someone say, yeah, you know who that someone was. That was a Friedrich Rav in Prague. It was the Kliyokra. The Kliyokra was Rav in Prague at the beginning of the 17th century, right in the early 1600s. Now, Yehuda became Rav in Prague 150 or so years later, but that's who he was referring to, not by name, but that's who he was referring to. And he said he saw the Kliyokra said it, and he said, Chas v'sholem! Chas v'sholem! Give me matzah, something like that. What, a person's about Shuvah, and now he's going to go on a matzah of Yichud? It's the worst thing he could do. First of all, he's already showed weakness in this area, and you're not allowed Yichud's in Issa Deiraisa. So well, what's the heck to do Yichud? Maybe in Issa Rabbanon sometimes, but you can't do an Isser. It's going to bring you to Tshuva. I'll say Nemar, Mitzvah Baba Avera. It's a law of Agosel. This is not something that you're allowed to do. Ayin Shom, this was the night of Yehuda. He said, you can't believe anybody would say this. The Nesivus in the Sefer Nachlas Yaakov also brings this Yisoid. It doesn't bring it from the Kleyaka, but it brings this Yisoid that someone has said, B'makam Shabbal Yitshuvim Oimdim, Ein Tzadikim Yigmurim Yichayim Olamit, based on this Gemara. And he says again, Chas V'sholim Sheyis Yachin Amoysa Yisho, Ki Chas V'sholim Lehu. So what does the Gemara mean? So says the Noida B'Yehuda, said the Nesivos, he said, of course, what the Gemara meant to say was that a Perth, the Ebishter, who's Yoideya Talumois, has to be able to see in the person that if he happened to be in this Nesoyon, then he would overcome it. Oh, but hey, you dummy about Shuva, you should play it out. Of course not. You don't do it. You don't do it. Kliyokha said you do it. And that's the B'makam Shabbal Yitshuvim Oimdim. Ein Tzadikim Gemur Yichayim Olamid. That's the first Ara. The second Ara got laid early. And we'll end with this. And that is the Gemara's, one of the themes of today. I mean, today's daf is pasha. It doesn't end. But today's daf is, one of the themes is G'dayla Tshuva. And the truth is, if you sit down and you make a list of all the G'dayla Tshuvas that the Gemara mentioned, seven. There were seven Gedolei Tshuvas. Just mention them. Gedolei Tshuva Shemevi Refua La'olam. Gedolei Tshuva Shemagas Ad Kisei HaKovid. Gedolei Tshuva Shedoicha Loisasei Shebetayra. Gedolei Tshuva Shemevi Geula La'olam. Gedolei Tshuva Shezdoinis Nasi Shkoges, or if you do Tshuva Me'ahava, Zdoinis Nasi Shkoges. Gedolei Tshuva Shemarechesh Noisav Shalotam. And Ha'ira Meiroi Megdoyle Tshuva Sheyachid Sheshav Moichalin Loi Ulochala Olam Kule. These are the seven things that the Gemara mentioned that are Gedoyle Tshuva. So we'll pick one that we've spoken about in the past. But the Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush is all a Chiddush. Gedoyle Tshuva Shedoichal Loi Sasei Shabbatayra. It's Yedua that the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim that was written by the Baal Kapas Tamar. We couldn't go through the whole last parak Yom HaKippurim and not mention the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim at least once. So the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim asked that Gedoyle Tshuva Shedoichal Loi Sasei Shabbatayra. Every assay is Doichal Loi Sasei Shabbatayra. Assay Doichal Loi Sasei. This is Gemara 101. That assay is doichal lois assay. You have a baguette, it's shatness, it's also tzitzis, you wear it. Because the assay of tzitzis is doichal the lois assay of the shatness. So Frank, the Baal Tais Yom Kippurim, Am Rabbi Yoichanan, kin doichal tshuva, tshuva so gewaldig, shen doichal lois assay shabbatayr. Of course, every assay is doichal lois assay shabbatayr. So Tais Yom Kippurim said, Alam de Shateritz, and Michas Chenach brings in a mitzvah aleph, Rabbi Kivega talks about it, and the Tais Yom Kippurim said, now what was the assay in Rabbi Yoichanan's case? Tshuva. The Yidden do tshuva, that was the assay. What was the lois assay? HaKadosh Baruch, when he sent the Yidden into exile, divorced us. We were over Avodah Zarah. We met, got married, and then Hashem takes us back. That's a lav in the Torah. It's called Machzeh Grushasa. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu was over the lav of Machzeh Grushasa because we do tshuva. So that the Tais Yom Kippurim, I say is doichal lois asay. But that means if the same person that's over the lois asay is also mekayim dasay, and it happens beidna simultaneously, al zeh nemar asay doichal lois asay. But what if Reuven's doing an asay, and at the same second Levi's doing a lois asay? There's no asay doichal lois asay. Asay doichal lois asay is dezel beRuven or the dezel beShimon, the same person doing the lois asay is doing the asay. Oh, but by tshuva, Rabbi Yochanan said there's a chiddush that kaviyoch Hakadosh Baruch Hu's over lois asay. Klal Yisrael doesn't asay, and we say asay doichal lois asay. That chiddush you don't find anywhere. That asay should be doichal lois asay. My asay and your lois asay. That fake up kivega kash, is that true? What about yibum? It's before in the Gemara that if not the gzeir would be rishayna atu be a shniya, the asay of yibum would be doichal the lav of chayvi lavim. Who has the asay of yibum? The yavam. Who has the lav of chayvi lavim? The yavam and the yavam. So you see the yavam's asay is being doichal the yavam's lois asay. That's where all the raid is. That's not for today. But that's the Gemara. G'day l'tshuva shadoichal lois asay shabbat. So again, Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. Rav Tzadik HaKoyen from Lublin wrote many svarim. One of the svarim that he wrote is called Takanas HaShavim. He wrote a sefer, it's called Takanas HaShavim. The sefer Takanas HaShavim, like its name suggests, talks all about Tshuva. And he begins the sefer with a detailed analysis of what he refers to as the seven things that the Gemara said in Masechtas Yuma are G'day L'Tshuva. He goes through the list, and he has prokim and prokim on each one of them. So he goes through all seven. That's how he starts. Incidentally, Rav Tzadik says that there's a Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that mentions an eighth thing. That's G'day L'Tshuva. G'day L'Tshuva she'kairas gzar dinoi shel adam. And he discusses why that's mentioned in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and why it's not mentioned in the Gemara Masechtas Yuma. Ayin sham, bottom the floor. But Rav Tzadik says there's seven G'day L'Tshuvas in our Gemara, today's daf, and he wrote a little bit on each of the seven. G'day L'Tshuva Shadoichal Lois Asay Shabbatayra. Says Rav Tzadik, Pashita means that the Asay of Tshuva is Doichal Lois Asay. But like we said, that's really very shver, because every Asay is Doichal Lois Asay. So Rav Tzadik says, Adav Niflum, Pnimi Asatayra. He says, what does it mean, G'day L'Tshuva Shadoichal Lois Asay Shabbatayra? He says, because we're learning the Gemara's now, Masechtas Yuma. And the Gemara says that there are times where a person can do an Aveira and there's no Tshuva. We just want the Gemara. A person does an Aveira four times, there's no Tshuva. Ha'ima Echtava Ashav, Echtava Ashav, Ema speaking beyond the last Tshuva. Most people, I mean, shouldn't say most people, but people subconsciously think Echtav Ashav, right? Nobody thinks he's going to die without doing tshuva. So on some level, we're all an Echtav Ashav. Chazal say Echtav Ashav, Eimah speaking beyond the last tshuva. Echtav Yom Kippur and Mechaper, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. We have all these different Gemaras that talk about where a person can set himself up in a way where he's not going to, where his tshuva is not going to be accepted, where he's really not going to be able to do tshuva. But says Rav Tzadik, for a person to think that way, it's really a very big tais. And it brings three rayas to this. We'll just mention two. One we've mentioned so many times. Elisha bar Avua went up to Shemayim. There were dalet that were nichnas l'paradis. Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai, Ben Zoyman, Elisha bar Avua. Elisha bar Avua came up to the paradise, whatever that is, and he saw the Malach Matat was sitting, he was riding the schusim of Klal Yisrael. And he said, what? Sitting in Shemayim? I thought there's no yeshiva l'mailo. And then he threw out a possibility, maybe there's two reshuyos. Maybe there's a lamaila where there's no yeshiva, and then there's a lamaila where there is yeshiva. As soon as he said that, a paskal came out and said, Shuvu bonim shayvavim, the pasuk that was quoted several times in today's daf, chutz miyach. There was a paskal that came out and said, Achi can't do tshuva. Now, Elisha bar Avuhu was Ramea's Rebbe. He was on the level that he was nichnas leparadis. He's in the conversation with Rabbi Akiva ben Azaya ben Zoyma. So you know who Elisha bar Avuhu is. He comes down and he said, listen, you know what? I heard the paskal. I heard my own ears. I cannot do tshuva. If I can't do tshuva, I'm not going to get the next world. No, let me at least joy whatever I have left of this world. And he went and he was Teveya Zaina, and the Zaina said, you're the God of Adar. You're Elisha Maravu. He said, no, I'm an Acher, I'm somebody else. And he became known as Acher. And Rameir, whenever he would say Torah over from him, became known as Acherim, right? Rameir is Acherim when he's saying over Torah from his Rebbe Acher. And that's the story of Acher. But it was all because he heard a Baskel. The Baskel said, Shuvu Banim Shoivavim Chutz Miyacher. But we've mentioned in the past from the Shla Kodesh and from the Chsam Sofer, and Rav Tzadik says it in this piece as well, that even though Elisha Maravu heard a Baskel that said, Shuvu Banim Shoivavim Chutz Miyacher, but really he made a terrible mistake. He was not supposed to listen to the Baskel. Because Chazal say, Kol Masha Oymelocha Balabayis Aseh Chutz Mitzeh. That anything that the Balabayis tells you to do, you listen. But if he tells you to leave, you don't walk out. And the Balabayis is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And if a Kaddish Baruch Hu tells you to do something, you listen. There's Tayag Mitzvahs and you listen. And then there's Lois Aseh and there's the Rabbanon and there's Lois Rasser and there's Bal Nefesh Yachmer and you listen. But if the Eved tells you, I don't want you, say, then you don't listen. Because kol masha oymel lecha balabayis asei chutz mitzeh. And this baskel of shuvu banim shoyvavim chutz miyacher, this was a baskel that was saying, say. And Elisha bar Avuhu said, Rav Tzadik can say the svarim made a mistake because he listened to the baskel. And really, he was supposed to know that kol masha oymel lecha balabayis asei chutz mitzeh. So says Rav Tzadik, that the truth is, there's things that are ma'akiv as ha-tshuva. But at the same time, tshuva is returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Hashem says, you can't do tshuva, you know what he's saying? Say. And the Yid has to remember not to make the toys that Elisha bar Avuhu made. He has to remember that kol masha oymel lecha balabayis naseh chutz mitzeh. Rav Tzadik says, there's a Gemara in Perek Chelek. The Gemara is in Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara is talking about Menashe. Right, so Menashe, this is in Yonah the Yoyma. Menashe has played a key role in the Churban. He was Maimitzel and Behechel. So we know what Menashe did. Menashe was the son that Chizkiyahu didn't want to have. Chizkiyahu didn't want to get married because he knew he was going to have a son, Menashe, and he didn't want to bring Menashe into the world. That's who Menashe was. And Menashe is mentioned in a list of infamy. Menashe goes down in the Mishnah, Kol Yisrom Yeshlam Chelek Loyim Abba, Chutz Gimel Malachim Dalad Adyaitis. And who are the exceptions? Menashe. Menashe is one of the exceptions of the rule that he has no Chelek in Olam Haba. So Menashe's Averis are well documented, stating that, Om Rab Yoichan Amishum Rab Shimon Ben Yechot, May Dechsev Vayishma Eilo Vayichoser Loy. So Rabbi Yochanan said this in the name of the Tanu Aliki, Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. He said that Menashe came to the point where there was no way for him to do tshuva. But the Eibishter wanted to take Menashe back because there's no such thing that a Yid can't do tshuva. But Menashe, he couldn't. It was not possible. And there's a system. There's a Midas Adin. There's Malachim. You can't just go ahead and do something for one child. The other child's going to have a Taina. What about me? Chbenoicha mam is a kin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't do it. There was no Eitzah. So you know what Hashem did? Vayechotzer loy. Hashem made a machteris, like in yesterday's daf, Bobe machteris. He made a tunnel. And in that tunnel, it was a secret tunnel that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Menashe knew about. And said, Menashe, come to me through the tunnel. Come sneak in through this tunnel and you're going to come back. Says Rav Tzadik. That's what's going on over here. A person can come to a point where you're right. You learn every Gemara in the world and there's no way this person can do tshuva. The Eibush is going to make a tunnel for you. There's no such thing. Because that's the yisoid of kol masha oymel lecha balabayis naseh chutz mitzeh. And then Rav Tzadik says that the truth is, it's an often a Rambam. A Rambam? He says, yeah, it's a Rambam. It's in Yad Chazaka, and it's in Hilchas Tshuva, and it's Perek Dalet, and we're going to end with this. The Rambam says, Esrim Varbo Dvorim Ma'akvin Es HaTshuva. There are 24 things that are Ma'akvin Es HaTshuva. 24 things that could get in the way of Tshuva. And then the Rambam goes, and he lists all these 24 things. And at the very end, says the Rambam, Kol Elo Advarim Ukayoitz Behem. All 24 of these things. Afal Pisha Ma'akvin Es HaTshuva. Even though they're Ma'akvin Es HaTshuva. And this list is the list of things that get in the way of tshuva. So says the Rambam, even though there's 24 things that are ma'akev as tshuva, but ain't on moinin as tshuva. But they can't tell a person, they can't stop you from doing tshuva. Elim, also, Adam, tshuva, Harezer bal tshuva v'yesh loy chelik loyam abo. So says Rab Tzadik, it's a Rambam. The Rambam says mefurish, there are 24 things that are ma'akev as a tshuva, but they're ma'akev tshuva. They get in the way, they're an obstruction. But at the same time, they're not moineya, they don't block. At the end of the day, there's always a tunnel. You could be bama machteres and do tshuva, vayichasel, like David the told Menashe, come through the tunnel. There can be a baskel that says you can't do tshuva. Oh, but it doesn't matter. Kol ma sha'oim lo chabalabai sase, the aloch is chutz misa. It says, Rav Tzadik, we have a yisoy gadol over here. We have a yisoy that there are dvarim that are ma'akven as a tshuva. There are things where based on the policies and procedures, based on the rules and the regulations, based on all the bylaws in Shamayim, this year cannot do tshuva. Oh, but at the same time, if he does tshuva, the Eibush is going to accept it. So, Rav Tzadik, that's what Chazal meant. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. K'doy lo tshuva shedoychas loysasei shabbatayra. Avado b'derech nigla means asei doycha loysasei. Aye, every asei is doycha loysasei. Tosh, you have a kippurim, Rabbi Kivega, the Menchas Chinuch, you have all the rage. Oh, but Rav Tzadik, you know what it means on a deeper level? On a deeper level, it means that Kodesh Baruch Hu, ordinarily, he works within certain parameters. Oh, but when it comes to tshuva, it's doycha loysasei shabbatayra. Kaviyochel, the Eibush does loysaseis. Hoy me'echta v'ashuv, eima speak me'yadil asis tshuva. Hoyme echt wie me kipur me khaper, yom kipes na me khaper. Ha khoyt yom achte se rabim, ema speak be other last shuva. All the things that you've ever heard in your life, a dvarim that am akven as a shuva, but that's true. Oh, but gedoy le shuva shtoy khoy se shabat tayer. And a kodesh baruch will violate every single one of those principles in a second in order to accept a person to be able to come back and do shuva. He says, that's the tiefkeit. In gedoy le shuva shtoy khoy se shabat tayer. It's this Rambam. It's kol elo advarim kayot behem. Afal pisha ma'akven es ha-tshuva, ein moinen es ha-tshuva, el amada ma'asadam tshuva, ha-reza b'al tshuva, v'yesh lo'i chelik lo'olam haba, just to end, and that is, so the Rambam says there's 24 things that are ma'akev es ha-tshuva, but of the 24 things that are ma'akev es ha-tshuva, they're only ma'akev es ha-tshuva, but they're not my neck, because there's always a tunnel through which a person's able to come, and a person's able to do tshuva. So Rab Uri Tiger, a guy in Rab Uri Tiger Shlit, in a sefer of the Doif Gei Tshuva, so, brings that he saw two deis in the Mefarshei HaRambam. When the Rambam said, Kol Elo Advarim, he's referring back to all 24, or maybe he's not referring back to all 24. So first he brings the deya, all 24. And then he says, V'yesha Imrim, second opinion, the Masha Kasa Rabbeinu Kol Elo Advarim, Loi Koi Al Adalur Arishoinim Shehiskel Il Halocha Aleph, Shebohem Gam Moinim Mimeno. Says Rabbi Tiga, I've seen a pshat, that when the Rambam said, these things can stop you, but at the same time, they can't get in the way, because lemaisa, there's no such thing that's menei tshuva. It's not all 24. It's with the exception of the first four. So what are the first four? The number one was hamachti aserabim. Chayti yomachti aserabim, ein masmikim yadol asa tshuva. Hamate chaver miderech toiv l'derech rok. You're going meisum medeach. If someone convinces someone to be over Avodah Zarah, if someone sees a child that goes to Tarbis Ra and he doesn't care, he's not moicha. Ha'ime echta va'ashuv, echta ba'ashuv, ein tshuva mechaper, ein maspikim yadol asas tshuva, va'ime echta v'yem ha'kipur mechaper, ein yem ha'kipur mechaper. So says Rabbi Tiger, I saw two opinions. I saw some say that when the Rambam says all 24 of these things can't really stop you at the end of the day, it's all 24, meaning there's nothing in the world that you can't do tshuva for. But I saw Yesh Oimrim. And the Yeshayimah says there's four things that actually keep him my Neir Tshuva. So we mentioned this before, that Rabbi Uri Tiger, when he wrote his Sefer, L'Doif Gei B'Tshuva, so he gave it to Maron, Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanyevsky Shlita, for Hagoyis, for Haskama. And Reb Chaim didn't just write Haskama. Reb Chaim wrote literally hundreds of Hagoyis on the Sefer. So on the side of this Siv Katan, so Rabbi Uri Tiger brought the first opinion that says Tshuva works for everything, even Chayti Yomachti as a rabbin, even for Oyma Echta Va'ashad Eima Spibi Yasa Tshuva. And then there's the Yeshayimah that says maybe those four things are different. Zok Reb Chaim B'Lashoyne Azov, Tafus Lashon Rishon. Says Avada Reb Chaim said the Lashon Sheni toughest Lashon Rishon. It's the first opinion. There's nothing in the world that can get in the way of tshuva. Incidentally, in the Shaar HaTzion on the bottom, he says the toughest Lashon Rishon was Rabbi Saul Salanter. It was the Rabbi Itzel Petterberger. These were the grace of Poiskin when it came to Hilchas Tshuva. Reb Chaim said no four exceptions to the rule. He said toughest Lashon Rishon because at the end of the day, like the Rambam says, all these Gemaras were learning Kol Elo Advarim Ukiyotze Behem Afal Pi Shema'akven Asat Tshuva but Ein Moinen Asat Tshuva. Elim asa adam tshuva mehen, hareza bal tshuva, v'yesh loy chelek loy lam haba.